No worries.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here, second hour of the radio show, the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And we do have a guest this hour, and Bethany will lock him in on hold, and I will go right there. And the guy's name, what's your name again?
Matt Sill.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well, Alan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, buddy. Good. How's the weather in Deep Creek this fine and sunny morning here in beautiful downtown Baltimore?
it's better than I expected. We did get a few inches of snow last night.
Did you?
Yeah. It has a crust on it, though, so there was apparently some mixed stuff going with it. But the highway was mainly open coming in this morning.
Now, let me tell you, if anybody in the country wants to know how to maintain roads in a nasty, nasty, snowy, mostly snow-covered area, they need to go to Garrett County.
Absolutely. I give our crews credit. They do it.
Those guys do the absolute best job I've ever seen anywhere in the country. And I lived up there. I lived in Somerset County where you live.
Yeah.
What was it? 14, 15, 16 years. 16 years, I guess. When I was a teenager to age 30, I guess. Before I moved to Maryland, and I know what the weather can do up there this time of year. It's unlike anywhere else in Maryland, or you know, the Laurel Highlands up there, and Garrett County and Allegheny County. It can be tough, no question.
So, absolutely, yeah. I went to bed last night expecting an inch of snow tomorrow, and now tomorrow through Tuesday they're calling for another 4 to 6.
4 to 6. There you go.
So hey,
yeah, well,
just another day in paradise.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know. You know it's coming in the wintertime. That's why you live there. I mean,
yeah,
if you wanted sunny skies, you go to Florida.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Pretty much it. So.
That's true.
But we're here to talk about fishing, which is something that it pretty much consumes your life when it's not hunting season. And then you're fishing.
Yes. Yeah, actually, some of the better fishing I have each and every year is during hunting season.
Right.
I prefer to get my deer quickly so that I can get back in the boat. I stick with what I'm better at.
I got you.
I'm not that good of a hunter. So
there's not much trolling on the lake these days, though, right?
No, not in the sense that you would think so.
If it is, you got to do it on snowmobile.
That's about it.
Yeah,
so we locked up.
Yeah, we got a locked up, iced out Deep Creek Lake. However, that means that the fishing just got better.
Indeed, I know there are a select group of I would classify them as hardcore anglers, myself included. That look forward to this time of year just because the fishing can be so good sitting on the ice rather than floating around in a boat.
Sure. Now, you know, the difference is when you're in a boat, you can go from spot to spot quickly and, you know, try this spot. And, you know there's a weed bed here. You can go fish that weed bed. You know there's a drop off there. You can fish that. But when you're ice fishing, you're not quite as mobile, but there are some pretty specialized techniques that you guys use, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's still the same kind of approach. I'm looking for those fish congregation areas, whether it be a weed edge that'll force fish by, that they'll cruise, that's still standing under the ice,
mm-hmm.
or point breaks or contours kind of like deer hunting, where you're trying to find those places that's going to force fish movement by more often.
Like a pinch point or a funnel or something like that.
Just like
a finger coming out of the woods, going out into a field where there's plenty of crops or a break in between two woodlots and, you got oak flats on either side or oak ridges on either side. I understand. Yeah. Okay. Same type of deal. It's all about the structure, basically, is what you're saying.
That's it. This time of year, particularly the fish that are holding deep, midwinter, the bite's usually a little bit deeper than early ice or late ice. And those little subtleties they'll concentrate fish in one spot over another.
Little hump on the bottom, little quick drop off with a shelf, a little point, something that may be underwater that might not be noticed, by the regular angler.
Exactly. Yeah. For instance, yesterday I spent the day daylight till dark with two of my good friends, and we watched the group about 100 yards from us chase flags all day long. We were in the same depth and within 100 yards of them, and we caught one yellow perch and a few small pike. So it was frustrating, but we were not on one of those good spots.
And what were they catching?
Nearest I could guess would be mostly yellow perch,
okay.
Considering the depth where they were at. Likely maybe a walleye or so mixed in.
Right.
But if I were a betting man, I would have said that they were putting perch on the ice.
Yeah. Now, on the cover of this year's Maryland Fishing Guide, the regulation booklet, you've got a cute little girl there with her pink hat and a big smile, and in her hands is a great big yellow perch.
Yes, indeedy.
Yep. Is that somebody you know?
She's tucked in bed right now at home, happily sleeping in. She and I had talked about a potential ice trip today,
right.
Weather permitting and all.
Yep.
But she's my fishing buddy, and albeit she's starting to get into more girly pursuits.
Well, that's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly. Which is quite all right.
Yep.
She's not quite as hardcore, if you can call it that.
I can understand that.
She's definitely my fishing buddy, and that was a fun day.
How's the new baby? What, 6 months old? Not even that yet, right?
He was 6 months on December the 21st.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, he's.
You got another one coming up to ruin, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Brother.
I told my wife, I said, just wait another couple of years, and you'll be sitting around the house, and there won't be a sound because we'll be out catching something or hunting something.
She says, so it's like now in hunting season and fishing season, right?
Exactly.
Other than the kids screaming. So.
Exactly.
All right, buddy. Well, look, people obviously can pick up from this conversation that, we know each other a little bit. I've spent time with you and at your house. I've fished with you. And I can tell our audience that you won't find a nicer guy to fish with than Matt Sell. And he knows the water. He knows the area, and how'd you do on the ducks and geese this year, by the way?
It was I will say that's the one area that I've really cut back on my time. The early September goose season, you always talk about being on the X, and I was on the Y September, and duck season we get out for two or three hunts. And it was the same old, same old. I was on the Y, missed them by 50 yards or 60 yards.
Oh, yeah.
And we killed a few. It's not for lack of opportunity. I'll say it was for lack of scouting. And with gas prices at that time at almost $4 a gallon and, the two munchkins at home.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't have the time like I did years back.
Understood. Yeah. Understood. Yep.
Plus, so. I prefer to be in a boat if I'm going to spend time. 3 hours of goose scouting or 3 hours of pike fishing or muskie fishing or walleye fishing.
It's how you spend your 3 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, we've chatted here a little bit. We've touched on ice fishing. We're going to get into it a little more detailed here, but let's talk about. For 5 minutes or so, let's talk about your northern pike tagging program real quick. You got a lot of big northern pike in Deep Creek Lake.
Yeah, we're finding that there's a very nice population of really trophy size fish. How many we're not certain of.
Right.
They've been showing up in the angler's log and on message boards and things periodically, mainly as bycatcher over the years.
Yes,
and
fishing for something else, they hook into a pike.
Exactly, exactly.
Fishing for walleye, fishing for bass, fishing for, you know, you got a flashy spinnerbait going out there, and, you know, you're fishing for bass on a weed edge, and it gets sucked in by a big, big northern pike. He may tear your line. He may swim up beside the boat and give you a look at him. He may hit the lure. He may not keep him.
Yeah.
And but then again, you might.
That's it. And we really, because these fish are relatively low density, when you're thinking about bass or walleyes where there's hundreds of thousands of these fish in a lake like Deep Creek, you know, there really aren't that many pike in there.
Right.
And despite folks still catching them at a pretty regular rate.
Mm-hmm.
But we struggle to get good data in our surveys because it's one here, it's one there. It's low numbers, and they're hard to encounter doing
right.
typical surveys. So
right. you're electrofishing is what you're talking about.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay, so they don't shock well.
Well, they shock okay. It's just that there's one here, there's one there, and the time of year and the places that we're doing our normal surveys for walleyes and bass and
yeah.
things like that.
You're not in pike habitat.
Exactly. We're not in the right habitat to collect them. So we decided we want to try to get some information.
Sure.
And, you know, myself being out there more than I probably should be
yeah.
on any given day, I could be floating on the lake. And
field research, brother. You're working.
That's it. Yeah. But I'm catching the fish anyhow, and I pitched it to the folks here in the Inland Fisheries Division, and they okayed putting some tags in to start getting some information, some growth rate information, and maybe more importantly, the angler preferences,
right.
catch rates and harvest rates,
right.
to see how many of these fish are maybe going home, how many are being put back.
Right. How many of you tagged? You know, you just started this fall, right?
Yeah, I started in September. You were out there early on with me chasing these fish.
Yeah, I think I was, 16, 17, somewhere in there?
Yep.
I don't remember the numbers. But
I believe the tags that we had put out were they were fishes maybe 13, 15 through 16, 17. Something
yeah, something like that.
That.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And at this point, by latest count, we're up to maybe 25 or
okay.
we're pushing on 30 fish out there tagged and,
right.
tagged and released.
Right. Any recaptures?
At this point, we have three.
Okay.
A gentleman from Pennsylvania called me. One of your fish, actually, I believe the one that's on your website at the bottom of the page.
That really? That fish was caught?
That fish was caught.
Ah, cool.
I say sadly because I'm a scientist. I like to learn as much as I can.
Right.
That fish went home.
Yep.
It's either in someone's belly right now or it's going to be at some point. But
yep. They're not as good as walleye. They're okay. I've eaten them, you know, I've eaten northern pike. They're difficult to clean unless you know the secret,
exactly.
You know, to cleaning them and filleting them. They're full of bones, and apparently this guy knows.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
they do make good fish cakes, though.
Yeah, I've had them before. Likewise, I would say I catch enough perch and walleye that I don't know why I'd ever try to eat
a northern pike. Yeah,
yeah.
If I lived where you lived, that would never be on the menu. I don't believe.
No. That's the way it is. But nonetheless, the fact that it was caught and harvested is still good information.
That's data. That's for
but
sure.
He also mentioned that two of his fellow anglers were with him and each caught tagged fish as well.
They must have been fishing in the same spot we were.
Yes, they were actually about a mile and a quarter, plus or minus.
Really?
From where you caught your fish.
So those fish do travel quite significantly then?
Based on what I saw so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like they're moving around a little bit. That's, relatively speaking, in a reservoir like that, that's not a big movement.
No, but I mean a mile, you know, from, well, I mean, it's been a couple months, so.
Yeah, and just their habits.
Sure.
Their preferences for habitat and what they're doing this time of year
right.
and preparing to spawn and all that. It doesn't surprise me that the fish made the movement that
right.
it did. But they're out there and they're apparently congregating because they caught three of my, at that time, 20 or so tagged fish in the lake. And that's pretty remarkable.
That is pretty remarkable, yeah.
Yeah, 3,900
acres. We caught three or four on that same spot. So, I mean, it's not tremendously unusual that those fish would be together in the same spot, you know, that they were in a preferred place.
Exactly,
know?
Yeah, and that's the thing. They're, particularly this time of year through the ice, if you can get on the X for pike,
yeah,
you can find more than one.
I've seen your pictures. All right, hang on there a minute. We've got to take a break. You know how this works, and we'll get right back to you, Matt, so stay tuned. Folks, it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sport Shop. I talked a little bit about everything they have for fishing, and they have live bait year-round and that type of thing, and they're getting geared up for rockfish and trout season and panfish right now. They have the 24-hour fishing hotline, but I do need to remind you that Clyde Sport Shop is also a hunting store. That's right. They're your Browning hunting headquarters with a full-line Browning dealer, a full complement of Browning firearms, shotguns, rifles, and handguns, all from Browning. But those shotguns, boy, I'll tell you what, they have a specialized purpose for each one of them. Let's talk about the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. The A5 comes with a 100,000-rounder five-year guarantee. The kinematic drive system, that's brand new. It certainly has reduced recoil, and you ask anybody that has one, especially ask Billy at Clyde's, who's been shooting one for a couple years, how much they like them, and they do. Then there's the BPS pump. For a pump shotgun, it's got it all. Camo, armor, DuraTouch armor coating to prevent rust, Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo available in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models, even a 12- or 20-gauge rifle deer barrel model available. Bottom ejection comes with three Invector Plus choke tubes so that you can change it up for whatever waterfowl or upland bird you're shooting. For the Sporting Clays crowd, it's the 725 Satori Sporting, now available in 20-gauge. Then there's the Gold Light 10-gauge, the Maxis. If you're a waterfowler and you don't like a recoil-operated, you like a gas-operated shotgun, check out the Maxis. Really, swings nice, holds nice, you'll like the feel of it. And then, of course, for the big game hunter, it's the X-Bolt. Extremely accurate, bolt-action, big game hunting perfection. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. Phone 242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde's Sports is the website.
It's about family traditions, celebrating your passion for the outdoors. It's taking a tradition instilled in us when we were young and passing it on to our children. The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is back in Harrisburg, PA, February 7th through the 15th, with over 1,000 exhibitors representing everything outdoors, interactive exhibits, and celebrity experts on hunting and fishing. There's something for the whole family. Celebrate your passion by getting tickets at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I was born and raised on the Eastern Shore, in the slower lower half where there's not much more than a whole lot of water and a small strip of land, little towns like Princess Anne. Cannon factories in the tomato fields, crab pots stacked up around Chris Field. We know the harbor where the skipjack sails. That's right, I'm from Somerset County.
Bethany played Somerset County because I mentioned Somerset County. Didn't you? Didn't you? Yeah, I thought me. Yeah. Somerset County in Maryland is miles and years away from Somerset County, Pennsylvania, isn't it, Matt?
Oh, my.
Not many crabs in Deep Creek.
No. We have your crayfishes up there.
Yeah, no sea trout.
Yeah,
no, you did fine. You did great. She's paying attention a bit. But, you know, Baltimore National Pike is not anything like a Deep Creek Lake Pike, right?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, I got
it. That's exactly right.
So a northern pike has to be 40 inches, right, to be considered for the angler award?
I believe it's 38 inches.
38. Well, it's 38. Few and far between.
Yes.
38 inches.
Relatively low density kind of fish.
Yep. We tried.
We tried.
We tried.
I believe I sent you a few pictures, which is usually the case. I'll send folks pictures of how good it was after you were there. But we caught some nice fish nonetheless.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was going to bring it. No, I wasn't going to bring that up. Anyway, all right. So I'm driving to Western Maryland. The roads are nice in Garrett County, as nice as they can be given the weather condition, because they have such a good road crew out there. And you can tell them I said that.
I will pass that along.
All right. So I get to my destination. The hotel rates are relatively inexpensive, not like they are in the summertime, in the heart of the tourist season. So I pull into my local motel. I get a room, and I get my baitcaster out and walk out on the ice and start fishing.
Well,
not exactly, right?
Not exactly. Not
right.
Exactly. First and foremost, you just want to verify access. Where a lot of our state parks and public lakes are open to ice fishing, there still are a few that are not. So we're in talks and trying to develop relationships there where we can get some more access available. But
it's all about safety, though.
It's all about safety.
Yeah, you're talking about nasty stuff. You're talking about going through the ice and drowning. You're talking about hypothermia. You're talking about not many people being around to help you should something drastic happen. And you're talking about the unknown, which is the thickness of the ice.
Indeed. And safety is absolutely paramount when you're ice fishing. It's an inherently dangerous sport, more
right.
dangerous than many others. And because of that, you just have to be very cautious.
Sure.
And ice thickness and ice safety is first and foremost.
Yep.
There are a host of resources online.
Right.
Ice thickness guidelines and charts and YouTube videos about how to check ice and make sure that it's safe. The general rule of thumb is...
Drive your snowmobile out on it?
No.
Oh,
whenever
okay.
you step onto the ice for the first time, regardless of where it's at, you want to drill test holes. And you drill a test hole quickly and early as soon as you get onto the ice. Make sure that it's thick enough.
Somewhere where you can jump back onto the shore.
Exactly. You don't want to drill a hole on an inch and a half of ice and have it break and be over 25 feet of water.
Right.
That would be bad.
That would ruin your weekend, that's for sure.
That could possibly ruin a lot more than just your weekend.
Exactly.
But with that being said, if you have enough ice, which the general rule of thumb is 4 inches of clear black ice, not that that's a steadfast rule, ice, no matter how thick, can be unsafe.
Yep.
So,
good point.
If you have enough ice, though, it's very, very strong. It's very structurally sound, and if you have it, you feel safe on it.
Right.
but just always be cautious.
Okay.
No fish is worth your life, and if you aren't comfortable and you aren't certain, then don't go.
Don't go. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how to dress for ice fishing. I mean, the same as deer hunting, pretty much, or do you have to do a little extra work on your feet? You know, because you're standing on ice the whole time. You know, what kind of footwear and you're going to be taking your gloves off to land fish for the most part. I mean, you know, do you want a sunny day where the heat's radiating down on you? Do you want to look like an Eskimo? tell me.
It's very important. I found when ice fishing, to have good waterproof, windproof gear, because oftentimes, as is the nature of ice fishing, you're out there in the wintertime, it's often windy, it's colder, and good windproof insulated gear for an outer shell is a great thing to have. It'll make your days a lot better. But underneath that, dress in layers, just like you do with deer hunting.
Right.
Just like you're walking to a deer stand, when you're dragging a sled full of ice fishing gear to get to where you're going, you're going to be warm. And having the ability to adjust layers quickly is going to make you a lot more comfortable.
I just got you can look at this website if you want. It's new technology. I just got a test jacket from it's a parka jacket with a hood. It's called My Core Control. I haven't tried it on yet. It's My Core Control. It comes with a controller and a drone battery pack. Or the controller has the batteries, but the drone sends the signal throughout the jacket. And basically, what it does is it warms the blood in your wrists to circulate through your entire body. And it's got little plug-in things like you're charging your cell phone. And it's got the batteries in one pocket and the drone in the other that sends the signals out. And it heats that blood in your wrist and sends it through your body and can increase your core temperature to keep you warm. So it's new technology. It's brand new. And when I come out there to ice fish with you, I'm going to be bringing it.
Hey, that just sounds downright nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
I think you still have to get a little cold just to have the whole experience.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Just for you, I'll unzip it halfway down for 20 minutes, and then I'll feel like I'm really doing something.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay.
And don't worry, whenever I'm standing there with cold hands, I'll make fun of you just because I'm jealous.
That's right. I'll get that for you, Matt, and I'll reach down into the hole and grab the fish for you.
I'd appreciate that.
No problem. I know that's a cold part of it. Hey, we have a question from Bill in Westminster. Hold on there, Matt.
Sure thing.
Okay, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm great. Hey, congratulations on your deer season this year.
I had a great season. Yep.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, Matt sends me pictures of big pike, and I send him deer pictures. So we kind of yan, yan, back and forth, don't we?
Yeah. It's fun.
Any good deer taken out of Savage River this year?
If you're asking me,
anybody.
Yeah, I have not heard of any. Now, granted, I spent most of my deer season floating in a boat, so.
You may have touched on this. I'm wanting to get up to Deep Creek this year and do some perch fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a lot of time to do that. That's why I need to know not the best time to get up there to do it.
Well, there's not a bad time, to give you the cliche answer maybe to go fishing, but it's just different times of year. Midwinter, if you're talking ice fishing,
perch fishing.
Yeah, so you're talking soft water. You're not talking ice fishing.
No, up at Deep Creek.
The subject today, Bill, is ice fishing on Deep Creek.
And I'm sorry.
You can catch big perch through the ice, and that's what he's asking you. Do you want to come up and fish through the ice, or do you want to come up in the spring? And you're just looking for places to catch.
Yeah, the spring and the best time.
There you go. All right. Yeah, you don't want to stand out on the ice. You just want to get out in the boat and go fishing, right?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead there, Matt.
Okay. Well, back to my original response, I guess, then. There's not a bad time.
Right.
The perch will spawn early. Typically, not long after ice out, they'll move up very shallow and do their spawning thing. And then by typical spring months, mid to late April into May, they're moving back out, finding the emergent weeds and things like that. and it's just a matter of finding the school. Typically, if you find the school, which will be still relatively shallow, and you get on them, you can catch them, and you can catch a lot of them, and they're pretty big.
Okay, I have an electric rig, a tracker. Mm-hmm. Do I need any special permits for my boat?
No, the only permit you need would be to launch your boat if you don't have a private access launch on the lake, which there are, I guess, a few. If you're going to launch at the state park, they have a day use fee.
Okay, I got it.
And that's it. Other than that, there's, to my knowledge, no horsepower restrictions. There may be a noise restriction, but don't quote me on that. But whatever rig you want to take out there, I'll just caution you, if it's later in the spring and there's a lot of boat traffic, and the tourists are out there with their pleasure crafts, smaller boats should just take caution, because those big boats throw some mighty large wakes your direction.
One thing you don't have to worry about this time of year.
Exactly.
But does the lake ever close down for boats other than...
Yeah, I learned this the hard way this fall. I picked a beautiful Saturday morning with my daughter to go to the lake and try to catch a few fish. And because the skim ice had started to form on the lake, they closed the state park ramp. So later in the fall and early in the spring, when there's still noticeable ice on the lake, even though the bulk of the lake may be open, just for safety's sake, they closed the state park ramp. So.
Got it.
Yep.
Well, I don't really plan on doing too much cold fishing. It's just... I'm getting too old for that.
No, but you'll sit out there in the deer stand all day, won't you?
Yeah.
See? More meat on them, right, Bill? All right.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Bill.
Talking to you.
See you, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Bill killed a really, really big deer a couple years ago. I think he was in our first issue of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, or Hunting Quarterly, excuse me. Matt, we got to take a break. I'm getting yelled at in my ear, yes. I don't like Bethany yelling at me.
It's never good to be yelled at, Alan.
I know. So, what do I got to talk about? Oh, I know what I have to talk about. I mean, you'll appreciate this. Now, through January 31st, Marylanders who have not bought an annual non-title or title fishing license since 2011 will automatically enjoy a 50% discount on their fishing license purchase. This is the Welcome Back to Fishing program sponsored by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. It's as simple as logging into the DNR Compass licensing system, or you can visit a DNR service center or a tackle shop to buy your 2015 license. The discount is automatic, but only through January 31st, 2015. So this offer runs out next Saturday. That's probably the last time you'll hear me talk about it, too, next Saturday. The promotion is designed to encourage anglers to return to Maryland waters and enjoy the excellent fishing the state has to offer. And Matt is telling us all about Deep Creek Lake, not only yellow perch and big pike through the ice, but there's some other stuff, too. Fishing is one of the best values in life, promoting quality time in nature with friends and family. For a limited time, the already low cost of entry is just 50% better. That's right, 50% discount on your 2015 license if you did not buy a license since 2011. 50% off. For a limited time, the already low cost of entry is just 50% better. Welcome back. Now let me tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Waterfowl season, not much time left, but if you need your ducks plucked, or you need your gooses picked, or your gooses breasted out, well, Chesapeake Outdoors right there on Maryland's Eastern Shore is the place to do that. That's, lots of geese flying around, lots of geese fly and die over there, but if you get them down on the ground and you want to get them cleaned, take them to Chesapeake Outdoors. Right there at exit 39B, that's Dominion Road exit on Route 50, just across the Bay Bridge. Now, they've got everything. While you're there, you can browse the selection of waterfowl calls, the most complete selection, most varieties I've ever seen. Rifles, shotguns, ammunition for everything, Bubba Blade knives, Matthews and Parker bows, Mission, Excalibur, Barnett, Carbon Express crossbows, Under Armour, outdoor clothing, Drake, Bigfoot decoys. I think I'm saying everything that they have, almost. And that's just the hunting side. Didn't even talk about fishing. Everything for fishing. Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, 410-604-2500, 604-2500.
Winter weather advisory will stay in effect until noon, but I think we're just about done with the precipitation in terms of the frozen stuff. Still some areas of rain and snow showers around this morning. Chance of rain showers this afternoon, 39. Tonight we clear, fall to 30 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow, 44. Some snow showers Monday, colder, upper 20s. I'm Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel. Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Your favorite person loves spending time with you. What more reason do you need to plan a romantic Hampton Inn getaway? This one will be as special as the love you share. At Hampton Inn Owings Mills, you'll get a bottle of bubbly, chocolates, and flowers, plus two keepsake glasses to remember your time together. Get ready to celebrate everything that makes your love unique. That's in addition to the comfort you can always count on when you stay at Hampton, like the clean and fresh Hampton bed with crisp white linens and duvet washed fresh for each and every guest, free Wi-Fi, and a free hot breakfast with delicious waffles and hearty oatmeal. You know you're getting a great deal, friendly service, clean rooms, comfortable surroundings every time. If you're not satisfied, Hampton Inn does not expect you to pay. That's the Hampton Inn commitment and your guarantee. That's 100% Hampton. Book your stay at Hampton Inn Owings Mills by visiting Hampton.com or call 410-654-2780.
Hear this week's top newsmakers and a panel of expert political analysis on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back with Matt Sell, fisheries biologist from up in Deep Creek Lake. Matt, your specialty is native trout, right?
Yes.
Yep. You're the wild trout guy, the brook trout guy, basically.
Indeed.
Yep. Any brook trout fishing going on right now?
Actually, I was out about 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
On the Upper Savage. I did a little fly fishing in the morning.
Yeah.
It was the last nice warm day that we had. That it was, I believe it was a Sunday where it was pushing 60 degrees.
Yeah.
Really warm, a little bit of rain. And caught a few fish.
They really like night crawlers. So.
Yeah, word you're allowed to use, night crawlers. They really like night crawlers.
I know. Yep. All right. Hey, look, I asked Bill to call back. Hey, Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hello. Hi, Alan.
Hey, buddy. I got a question for you.
Yes.
Would you like to attend the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. How about
schedule?
How about two tickets?
Hey, that'd be great.
All right. I'm going to put
I was just talking to some guys at work about it.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and Bethany will get your address. We'll get them out to you, okay? There you go. All right, Matt, we're back with you.
Yes, sir.
All right. So what kind of fish equipment do I use, and what can I expect to catch?
Okay. It's a little different than your standard gear.
Yeah.
A long ice fishing pole will be 30 inches long.
Yeah.
So you're looking at some smaller things, and but similar.
And, what kind of line?
There are specialized ice lines.
Really?
Typically lighter than what you would maybe throw on your soft water gear.
Okay.
Whenever I'm all-purpose fishing,
yeah.
I like 4-pound test.
Okay.
And that way, if I get a nice walleye or a pike while jigging, I can still have a chance to get them through the hole.
Okay. If I bought an ice fishing rod and wanted to have it spooled up, I mean, a lot of them come rod and reel combo, but God knows how long the line's been on there or how hot in the warehouse it's been or anything like that. So
yeah.
Strip that line off and re-spool with what? You're allowed to say brands if you want.
Okay. Yeah. Currently, just because it's what I could find, I'm using Trilene Cold Weather.
Okay.
And it seems to work pretty well, fairly low memory. And the specialized ice lines are designed to not absorb water, so they don't freeze as quickly.
I got it.
And they're more limber. They don't have memory because often your light biting panfish,
yeah,
you won't see anything more than the coil in the line
move.
Being stretched.
Yeah.
For the bite.
Okay.
And they're very, very light biters. So the less memory you have, the better chance you have of seeing those real light bites.
Right. Okay.
But panfish guys will go down to 1, 2, and 3 pound test.
Really?
Depending on what they're chasing.
And you use little tiny jigs. You're not using a quarter ounce jig and a minnow combo, are you? You're using a little specialized ice fishing gear, little teardrops and things like that.
Again, that's often species specific. I've caught nice, 20 plus inch walleyes jigging little 5-millimeter Fiskars teardrop jigs.
Okay.
Little tungsten jigs with 2 maggots on it.
Okay.
I've also caught perch jigging, quarter ounce jigging Rapalas with a half a minnow tipped on the end of it.
Okay.
So, there's obviously some variation there, but you can fish bigger things if your target are, the walleye, the very, very big perch, the northern pike, the pickerel, whatever else.
Sure.
Some bigger baits don't hurt, but when you're chasing panfish, the smallest size jigging wraps, jigging Rapalas,
yeah,
and down into the teardrop jigs, and then the bluegill guys blow my mind, that some of the stuff that they use, like just ridiculously small and light micro-style baits.
Right.
That, I have a hard time seeing it in the water, let alone thinking a fish is going to come up and want to eat it.
Sure.
But they do.
I've seen guys standing on the ice with their regular spinning rods, and they're whipping that thing up and down. They're jigging, and they're yanking yellow perch, like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking more of a tip-up type of thing, or you're talking about a hands-on jigging rod, right?
Yeah, and those are the two basic styles of ice fishing. You mentioned a tip-up. That's kind of a setting a rod with a bobber and waiting.
Yeah.
Where it's a similar setup. You set a live bait presentation down.
Right.
Into the hole and whatever depth you want below the ice. And they also call them fish traps. It's like setting a trap where when the fish come by, pick up the bait, they pull some line out.
Right.
Trips a flag,
pop right.
Pop up in the air.
Yep.
And that's how you have a bite.
Gotcha.
And you run over, set the hook, and it's hand lining.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Gotcha.
So it's fun. It's a great accessory if you like to jig. It can help you find those good locations where
sure.
fish may be holding because you can fish tip-ups as well as jig at the same time.
Yeah. Hang on. Yep. Break time. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. You know they've got live bait if you want to go fishing now, today, this weekend. You can run down there and pick up some shiners or some minnows or whatever you need to go fishing. They've got it. They're getting ready for fishing season. It'd be a great time to get your license. Don't forget that 50% discount if you haven't bought a license since 2011. They've got it right there at Clyde Sports Shop, right on the Compass system. You can buy anything you need or want to imagine for striped bass, for perch, for white perch, yellow perch. The run's coming on here pretty soon. You've got the You've got striped bass trolling gear coming up. They've got a great selection of trolling rods and reels you can look at if you need if you want to invest in a new trolling rod and reel. You name it, Clyde Sports Shop has it for fishing. Just walk in and look at all the great fishing stuff. They've got some crabbing gear too if you need to do that. But you know, hunting season's starting to wind down. We're getting geared up for fishing season, so why not visit Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 242-6108 is their phone number. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. And if you want to dial that fishing hotline number, that's a different number. That's 410-247-3474. That's a recorded fishing report, changes weekly, and it's a 24/7 fishing hotline. 247-3474, 247-FISH, Clyde Sports Shop. You'll
the
like
Great
it.
American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is back and bigger than ever. It's 9 action-packed days, February 7th to the 15th in Harrisburg, PA. That's 9 days of hunting, fishing, boating, and archery. 9 days of ATVs, gear, and guns. 9 days of interactive exhibits and celebrity seminars on hunting and fishing. And a rockin' country concert with Lee Rice and Thompson Square. Celebrate your passion at the Great American Outdoor Show. Get your tickets now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with the nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a steel. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy Storm squeezing. Ooh, white lightning.
A little George Jones there for you, Matt. You don't know where any of those particular still locations are in Garrett County, do you, or Somerset County? I can't imagine that there'd be anybody up there in the mountains that would do that.
Absolutely not.
I know. Having lived there for 15 years, oh, I know they don't do that.
No.
Nuh-uh. Mm-mm. No. I'll tell you what, I did find a glass of water in the cabinet one time, and I did find a jug of water in the cabinet one time, and wow. Anyway.
Strong water.
Strong water, yeah. Yeah, somebody gave me that from somebody local. But anyway, I digress. we need to wrap it up here, buddy. Well, what kind of fish can we catch through the ice in Deep Creek? You mentioned a couple. Perch, bluegills, walleye, northern pike, pickerel. Anything else?
Yeah. Folks will catch trout. Occasionally we stalk trout in there. They're oftentimes well up high in the water column. I've yet to catch one, but there are trout available. There are some big crappies in the lake.
Yes. I did catch one of those big black crappies the other
day. Yeah. And they... again, they have eluded me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They are even more so than everything else. You need to be right on the X for them.
Yeah.
And folks will oftentimes target them at night too, because they tend to be a nighttime predator. and you know, they'll drop lights below the ice to attract the bait fish, and the crappies come in, and
Right. Yeah.
But in the spots that are out there, if folks know about them, they're closely guarded. That's a tough nut to crack. So.
Right.
But yeah, there's also, I mean, Deep Creek's famous for its bluegill fishery, and they're the biggest bluegills in the state. And folks will specifically target bluegills oftentimes, and put some big ones, you know, averaging 9 to 10 inch fish onto the ice. So
wow, nice,
yeah.
Yep. nice, very good. Did you see the photo of one of the guys that caught a gold color black crappie?
No, I did not see that.
I'll have to remember to send it to you. He's got it in a fish tank at home. A fellow that used to work at Clyde Sports Shop caught a bright gold black crappie.
That's unique.
It is unique. Yep.
Yeah.
First one I've ever seen in Maryland. There are some online, but mostly throughout the South. But it's one of those chemical things that something's lacking or overabundant, you know, like a totally blue crab or something like that. It's one of those,
yeah,
you know, deals.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I know Inland's taking a look at it, and
oh, that's very cool. Must
yeah
be a pigment issue, I guess.
I think so. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's neat.
Yep. All right, buddy. Well, look, we're winding it up here, and we appreciate you joining us. You have graciously invited me out to do some ice fishing. I know I'll be out in Garrett County mid-March for the outdoor show there at the fairgrounds,
mm-hmm,
and we'll be set up there, but I think that might be just a little too late, right?
Typically, on a normal year, ice out will be about mid-March.
Yeah.
So maybe by that time, if we're lucky and keep our fingers crossed that it warms up quickly and that stupid groundhog doesn't see his shadow,
yeah,
we can maybe get the boat on the water and catch some pre-spawn walleye.
Ooh, okay, buddy. That
yeah
sounds like a plan. All right. Thanks, Matt.
Absolutely, Alan.
Matt Sell, fisheries biologist from Deep Creek Lake, Maryland, was our guest this morning, and we thank him. And he's gone, and we're gone. Get out, stay out, and stay safe. I want to go eat some fish.